So as we said, Parashas Noach ends with the 10 generations, right? Zev Sefer told us the other we're moving from person to person. We move here from Shem to Terach. Very interesting aspect of Avraham, the stories about Avraham, is that though the Torah writes more about Avraham than the other Avot, it's not presented within the context of Avraham's life. It's not Ela told us Avraham. In fact, Torah never writes Ela told us Avraham. The story of Avraham's life are told within the context of what unit? Let's look at the end of Parashat Noach. Perek Yud Aleph. Pasuk of Zayin. V'Ela told us Terach. Never starts new. Ela told us Avraham. There's Ela told us Yitzchak. Ela told us Yaakov. But Avram's stories are told within the context of Terach, and I think it's a very, very important thing to keep in mind, which helps you appreciate the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, which, I mean what? Yibeis Avicha. The story here is about told us Terach. Let's take a look, because like many other things, and the Torah starts where it starts, Lech Lecha, to highlight Lech Lecha, but it's the middle of a story. We're moving from generation to generation, 10 generations, right? We tell you about one person. We don't tell you about all the person's children. We say they had more children, but we don't tell you their names. Then we get the Terach, and like Noach and the chain of 10 at the end of Bereshis, for the first time in 10 generations, we're telling you not just about one child, but Pasuk Vav, Vayechi Terach Shevim Shana Vayolad Et Avraham Et Nachor Ve'et Haran. And naturally, the question we're asking ourselves, like by Noach, is which one of these children is going to be, you know, what we focus on, what we move forward with. Pasuk of Zayin. Ve'ela told the Terach. Terach olid et Avram et Nachor ve'et Haran. Repeats over because now we're telling you within the Toldot. Ve'haran olid et Lo. We're going to need for later. Pasuk of Chet. Ve'yamat Haran al pnei Terach aviv ve'eretz moladato be'ir kazdim. Haran suffers a setback. Right? What's the setback?
No,
he dies. It's kind of, you know, meaning it's hard to be the future when you die. Okay? Although he has a son. Now, there's a phrase here which is a forerunner of what's coming in the next psukim. What phrase is that? Be'eretz moladato, lachcha, me'eretzcha, imoladatcha, ve'saficha. It's all part of one whole. Okay, so now we have two left. Who are the two brothers left?
Okay,
pasuk of ten. Ve'ikach Avram v'Nachor lahem nashim. See how they presented parallel. Shem ish Avram Sarai v'Shem ish Nachor milchava t'aran aviyizgalu. So we're wondering, okay, like so, okay, so who's going to be right? What does pasuk lamed tell you?
Sarah
what?
She's barren.
So there's a setback for Avram, right? It's hard to talk about Avram being the future. From the very beginning, the first thing we know is that there's a problem with Avram, which is he can't have children. His wife is barren. That's the challenge. Not just a challenge, it's the challenge. People don't appreciate it enough when they're learning the stories of Avram, but this is already put here front and center. But now comes the opposite, Pasuk Lamed Aleph. Vayikach Terach et Avram Beno, et Avram Beno, and we should be asking ourselves, what about Nachor? Nachor's not his son. Vayikach Terach et Avram Beno, vet Lot ben Aran ben Beno, which only highlights all the more so the leaving out of Nachor. Vet Sarai kalato et Avram Beno, again. Vayitzu itam yiru kazdim lalechet arza kanan vevoat charan v'yeshvu sham. If I ask you, why did Avram leave his birthplace? Everyone who's learned the beginning of Lech Lecha, everyone who's ever gone to kindergarten will say because Hashem told him to. But what's important to note at the end of Parshas Noach is he had already left, right? He had already left. Now what's interesting, the last addendum here, Vayu Yimei Terach Chamesh Shanim U'Matayim Shana V'Yama Terach B'Charan. Is this when he died?
No.
He died much later. Why are we told about it here? Because for all intents and purposes, we're leaving Terach now. Again, we're reading here. We're talking about Terach, right? We're leaving Terach behind. Now, the last psukim in Noach sharpen a question, as we just mentioned, about the first psukim in Lech Lecha. What's the big deal? Lecha, Me'aretzcha, La'adcha. Basically, he already left. Where was Terach aiming to go with him?
No,
Lech Lecha Canaan. Shkoyach. What's the big test? We always have a big test. Abandon everything. You just, you know, just go where your father took you to go. What's the answer? It's a very simple answer. Where did Hashem tell Avram to follow him? To go where?
Where he's going to say.
He didn't tell him.
How come he didn't tell him where?
That's his answer.
The simple answer is because he wants him willing to go anywhere. The deeper contextual answer is.
He's already going there.
You tell him to go to Canaan, Shkoyach Abnoyach, right? Avram has to be willing to leave his father and everywhere his father wanted him to go. The deeper moral of the story is, where does God want you to go?
Exactly where you're going.
Where your father wanted you to go. But you only get there when you're willing to follow God anywhere, even if it's not where your father wants you to go. Let's digest this for a second. We're digesting, everyone's digesting. You see the point here, right? Now, if we want to talk about big context, okay, you have Nachor, who lives where his father had lived, Beretz Molado, right? Avram, who goes where the father wanted to go, right? Which one of them is a true continuation of Terach? We all want to say Avram, right? Because how do you know?
He went to Canaan.
Okay, you're explaining why that's more important.
Yeah, Avram didn't know.
By the way, Terach never got to Canaan.
Yeah,
where does the hachra take place in the Torah? This is what's so important about Parshas Chayisara, and on the most basic level, why Avram is so insistent that the shidduch between his family and Nachor's family, they live here, not
there.
Well, we could talk sensitive. You guys want to hear sensitive? Everyone think to themselves about a family, maybe your family, okay? Your parents, or one of your parents, has siblings who live in Israel, right? The family always dreamed of going to Israel, right? That was the mission, right? So some people live in Brooklyn still, or fill in the blank, whatever, you know, whatever, right? Now they went to Israel. Okay, where's the home of the family now? Where do they get together? Where's the family? Brooklyn or Israel? Ah. Now, you could talk about where we come from, where we're going to. We could talk about Israel now on the deeper level of where all Jews should be going to, right? That's why Parshat Chayisara is so important. And that's how Parshat Chayisara closes off the unit of Toldos Terach. And the interesting thing is, just to put this all together, just this introductory part, the interesting thing is that we have three Parshias within Toldos Terach, which really focus on Avraham, right? Lechacha, Vayera, Chayisara. If you had to divide these three Parshias up, where would the most significant fault line go? Between what and what?
Between what?
Tell me where. Parak this, and it is Parsham. Spatially where? Between what? Parak Chav Gimel. Jacob says Parak Chav Gimel. I think it's close, but no cigar. Especially if you're smoking your pencil. It seems you're smoking your pencil a little bit there. I'll tell you what I think it means. People disagree with you. What? Close on the other end. Make a pshara. What? I think between Vayera and Chayesar. Lech Lecha and Vayera, we'll soon talk about this much more, are the stories about Avram's life, particularly the way Chazal summarized Lech Lecha and Vayera. They are the stories of Avram's
tests.
The first being Lech Lecha Mi'artzecha, the last being Lech Lecha with the Akedah. Chayesar is no longer really about Avram. Chayesar is about the transition from Avram to Yitzchak. It begins with the death of Sarah, and it ends with the death of Avraham. In between, it tells the story of burial and of preparing Yitzchak to take over getting married. Okay? The transition at the end of Parshas Vayera, from part 1 to part 2, is something that at first glance seems to come out of the middle of nowhere. But in context, you understand it perfectly. The end of Parshas Vayera. Mavdir. Where's this coming from here? What is this wrapping back around to? What is this a continuation of? The end of Noach. After digressing, really focusing, to talk about Avraham, we come back to the bigger context of the story of the Toldot Terach. Pasuk Chaf is almost a continuation of the end of Noach. Remember when we talked about how they each had wives and they got married? And now it talks about the children born them. Now Rashi says, why is this mentioned here? Well, Rashi says, why is it mentioned here? Because we're going to get to Rivka, they're going to be a shidduch. That's correct. But that's just on a small technical part of it. It's the bigger picture of Avram's bigger framework It's the lengthier story of how Avram succeeds at what?
Continuing the line of
Terech. That's on a deeper level. On a simpler, having children. Having sustainable children. Having children who will continue him. First to get to Yishmael, and then having to get rid of Yishmael, and then find Yitzchak, and then having the question of having to kill Yitzchak. Right? That would kind of put a damper on the continuation thing. Right? To Haranize Yitzchak. Avram goes through all this, and that's where he gets children, and that's why he becomes a continuation, and that's why moving forward. Any questions about this introduction before we now take a closer look at Lech Lecha and Vayera? Everyone understands why we're looking at Lech Lecha and Vayera, that are closed off by this Toldos Terachness. Yes?
Can you repeat the reason why it says Terach dies at the end of the...
Because, basically, he's no longer part of the story. He's no longer part of the story. When I was a kid, there was a movie. Not when I was a kid, I was older. I think it was something along the lines of Air Force One, but there was like a few movies like this where terrorists take over an airplane. I think this one was called Air Force One. The advertising movie. Air Force One was Steven Seagal.
And he dies.
Right? So they take the president, and then they get Steven Seagal and then their team, and they go up to board the plane. And you're like, okay, this is what the movie's going to be about. Steven Seagal against the terrorists. Jumps in the plane, they kick him off, and he flies through mid-space. You're like... You figure he's got to be okay because he's the star of the movie. He's done. It's fine. Now, the whole point is, oh, and who's going to save the president now? Tough guy president, right? And that's basically the beginning of Miguelus Rus. This story, this guy, Avimelech, he has two sons. They're both dead like within 5 minutes. Like, who's the Miguel going to be about? The ladies? What are they going to do? That's the point, right? See that? Ruth, Naomi. Again, if you're reading it, you know, from the eyes of thousands of years, that's a big finish. Same way here. I mean, Terach wasn't advertised. Tell those stuff. He's gone. Who's next? Questions before we talk more about Lech Lecha Vayera. We already saw how the beginning and end of Lech Lecha Vayera are parallel to each other. The truth is double parallel, we already saw, right? Told us Terach. What's in front of the bread? What's the lettuce? I don't know. Does lettuce come next? Ketchup? What's after the bread? Told us Terach. Lech Lecha. In fact, the two Lech Lechas are parallel because... The first question is whether Avram is willing to separate from his past. The second is whether he's willing to separate from his future. And by the way, we'll talk about this much more in the future, because it's the future. But basically, one could say that Avram is a futurist trader. You know, give up your past, I promise you a bright future. What did Hashem say? Okay, shkoyach. You have to go through, fine, I'll go through. Finally, Avram has his future. What's the most important test?
Get rid of it.
Let's see if you're willing to do that too. Uh-huh, right, okay. What's next? How else would you break down the unit? What comes after Lech Lecha?
I don't
want
to cheat.
So if we want, we can cheat. You guys want to cheat?
No.
We're lazy. Let's cheat. Page 16. Now, the problem is if I give this to you, you'll say, oh, you're dictating it to us. See, okay, we're going through, but it's confusing, right? There are a lot of parallel stories between Lech Lecha and Vayera. Avram and Sarah go down to Mitzrayim, everyone knows what happens there, right? Mm-hmm. Then almost the same story happens later, right?
The Melech.
Avram is forced to separate from Lot. After the second goes down with Grar, he's forced to separate from Ishmael, right? Avram saves Lot in Perek Yudah, remember the war? Saves Lot again in Vayera, right? Through the Tvila. The Bris Ben Hapsarim, and then there's another Bris. The Bris. So everyone digest for a minute. Let's digest basics. I don't get no eating pages, please, but you know. Everyone understands what I'm trying to show you? Meaning, I think the problem is when people learn the Torah, they're often learning a pasuk or even a word before learning the forest. It's very important to understand the forest. And when you want to understand the message of the Torah, the forest gum. Right, you want to understand the message of the Torah, it starts with the big picture message of it. And that's why if I asked you what's the turning point of the stories of Avram's life, nobody would say, Sarah versus Hagar and the birth of Ishmael. But if you're seeing the flow of structure, you see that right away that it's in the middle. The question is why, what the point, what the message of this is, right? You want to answer it?
No, I have a question.
Yes.
Is the sole purpose of like mentioning Mitzrayim and Gerar just to create this structure, or is there inherent? So
no, we're going to talk about it. That's what we're here to talk about, not just to show charts. What method? Yes.
See,
yes.
Charts.
I thought you were raising your hand. What methodologically is the next question we want to ask after seeing something like this? Yeah, there's some people, their goal is to see charts. Structures, cool structure. What am I going to learn next? This is not learning. This is a tool. What?
What does it teach us?
Why is the thing?
Okay, how do you get to that?
Why is the thing in the middle?
Why is the thing in the middle? That's definitely important. But before you can talk about the middle, we want to ask ourselves, okay, what's the relationship between part one and part two? What's the relationship between part one and part two? What's the relationship between all of the stories in one and all of the stories in two? Well, the first thing you notice, if you're looking at it carefully, is that in the first part, Avraham is very unsettled. In almost every story, he's forced to leave Israel, the place that he was meant to go to. And there's a lot of terms like haloch v'nosoa hanegba, haloch v'yelech l'masav. He's traveling a lot. And an interesting contrast is Avram and Sarah the first time are in Mitzrayim. That's out of Israel for those who don't know. The second time they're where? Gerar, which is in Israel for those who don't realize that Aza is in Israel. Okay? There have been problematic people there since Avram's time, but you know, in Israel. Another excellent example of the contrast is Avram saves Lot the first time. What does he have to do? Fight a war. How does he save Lot the second time? Davening. Which is much easier. You know, less dramatic way of having to do it. What?
Miss Gory.
Now there's another parallel thing going on here. In the first part of the story, Avram is also less settled because he lacks what? Children. In fact, not just the underlying, the stated tension in Parshas Lech, more or less the year, and it's not exactly, because the year starts, you know, with the Yud Chet. It's not exactly Lech Lamor, right? The stated tension is, okay, this is all great promises and it's been real, but like, you know, what's the deal? The turning point is Perek Tet Zayin because
he has
a child. And now we think everything's honky-dory. But then a new group of challenges begin. The challenge isn't the question, will you have a child, but who is going to be the child? And the tensions within the family, and often tensions within the family can be more challenging than tensions facing enemies on the outside, which is the first part. In fact, let's chart this a little further. If you take a look at page 17, so first of all, Chazal already speak about this Lech Lecha relationship. Rav Levi ben Chama, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Nisayon HaRishon v'Nisayon HaAcharon, Eini Minatzeh Otcha Ela B'Lech Lecha. Both the first and the last Nisyonos are going to be about Lech Lecha. And on a deeper level, which is, you know, Pshuto Shel Mikra, Lech Lecha, on a simple level, why does Hashem say Lech Lecha? It's the same thing. He's giving up his father, his identity, his past identity. He's giving up his future identity. And the literal translation of the word is, you're finding your true self when you are seeing yourself in a vacuum. And on a deeper level, you find your true self not only when you abandon alternative forms of identity, not only when you see yourself in a vacuum, but you see your true self when you're following where God wants you to go. Where God wants you to go is a true revelation of oneself. Should we get the windows open here?
Yeah.
Okay, let's go. Let's do it. Get that one, you too. Oh, I think the boys are up. Give me some air, baby.
Stop hogging it.
I'm hogging the air, right? Okay. Let's take a look now, a closer look at the stories themselves. Are we looking inside?
Oh, sure.
Are you ready, Freddy? Yeah, and the ultimate test, like we said, is the arcade. Okay. Hashem makes Avram the promises. Avram gets to Israel. We've already seen the significance of Pasuk Chet. What's significant about Pasuk Chet? What's the name of that pasuk?
He's moving around.
This is the end of the pasuk. I thought we spoke about this. Vayivan Shem Mizbeach Lashem. Aikra B'Shem Hashem. The first thing we know about Avraham is that he is making a name for God. I thought you guys told me you spoke about this in the past. V'naaseh lanu Shem versus Shem is making a Kiddush Hashem. The Anshe Hashem. Avraham Vayikra B'Shem Hashem. Okay. He goes down to Egypt. So again, you know, on the simple level, things are not simple for him, right? what happens when you fulfill God's will and it doesn't work out hunky-dory? The question is whether there's that. I'm not talking about each of these stories locally right now. I'm trying to get to the bigger picture, but I'm mentioning some things as we go through. He returns. He's forced to separate from Lot. What's the significance of separating from Lot? I'll ask the question with another question because we're Jews, right? Take a look at Perek Yin Ying. Perek Yudgimel Pasuk Yudalad. Perek Yudgimel Pasuk Yudalad. Hashem comes to Avram and makes him a promise. He's going to give him all the land, right? The obvious question is, he already says give him all the land, right? Where did God tell him he's going to give him all the land? Look back at Perek Yudbet Pasuk Zayin. Perek Yudbet Pasuk Zayin. Vayera Hashem al Avram vayoma. Lezarecha etain et haaretz hazot. I'm going to give your children the land, right?
Split up.
What? But he already said it. That's a good kasha, but I'm asking, why does he say it again?
Now he's separated from Lot. It's like he split up.
And where do you see that significant pasuk yudalit? Hashem amar el Avram, acharei pared Lot meimo. Now Avram's lack of children becomes even more significant because if one could have said he's got Lot, now he's got nothing. And Hashem says, I'm going to give it to you and your children, by the way, right? And in fact, he says in Pasuk Tet Zayin, V'santi et zarecha ka'afar ha'aretz. Asherim yuchal ish limnot et afar ha'aretz gam zarecha yimanei. Kulam et aleich av ha'aretz. Build a relationship with it, right? This promise, by the way, of God, that he's going to have all the land, becomes a reality when?
Today.
In the next parak. What happens in the next parak?
Wins the war.
Avram conquers all of the land. There you go, right? Now, this is a very important story, by the way. If I asked anyone who didn't know the answer, what is the message of the story of Stone, you know, of Avram and the war in Stone? Don't have any idea. It's a story, right? Story time, story time, story time, story time. Very important story. Let's take a look together. The aftermath, because the war is told very quickly. Pasuk Yud-Zayin. In fact, let's see the summary. He returns everything. Great. Pasuk Yud Chet. Vayetze Melech Stom Lekrato. Melech Stom comes out to greet Avram. Acharei Shuvah Miyakot Et Kedar LaOmer Et Nachum Shavitom Et Kedar LaOmer Et Melech HaMelech. What would you expect Pasuk Yud Chet to be about?
Dialogue
between Melech Stom and Avram. Not about that. When do we get back to that? Pasuk Chav Aleph. The obvious question, what's with the interpolation? Who's interpolated here? Malchizedek. Now the obvious question is, if you want to talk about Malchizedek, talk about Malchizedek first. If you want to talk about Melech Stom, talk about Melech Stom. Why do you talk about Melech Stom? Malchizedek sandwich, then back to Melech Stom. Before we even know the answer, obviously, the point is, before we know the exact point, but the point is, Torah wants you to see the two together. The together could be a contrast, but we don't know that a priori, right? Okay. It is a contrast. What's the contrast here between the two?
Malchizedek, that's Hashem, thanks Allah.
Well, you're explaining why, but on the technical level, what's the contrast?
One is good and the other is bad.
Avram deals with Malchizedek. Where do you see a Pasuk Chaf? Vayiten lo maaser mikol. One of them gives 10% to the other. Seems Avram gives to Malchizedek. Okay. And Pasuk Chaf Aleph, Melech Stom also wants to deal with Avram. Tein le'enev shver rechush kachloch, right? Tein le'enev shver rechush. Vayom ha'ra Melech Stom, ha'imasi yil Hashem, I'm not willing to deal with you. Michut v'yatsaruch now. The obvious question is, why is he willing to deal with Malchizedek and not willing to deal with Melech Stom? I think there are two answers. One is the broader contextual answer. The other is the answer in these psukim. First is Malchizedek. What's he about?
Praising God.
Tzedek. What was the name of Melech Stom? Anyone knows?
I'm Rafael.
Look back at the beginning of Perek Yudalad. What was the name of Melech Stom?
Shina. It was Bera.
Bera.
Bera. Face right.
Okay. How about Melech Amora? What's his name?
Birsha.
Those words have an interesting resemblance to
Ra
and Resha. I don't have to deal with something like that. But within the psukim, you see another thing. Malki Tzedek is a Chohen Le'el Elyon, and he attributes the victory to God. Pasuk Yutet. Ve'yivarcheo ve'yomar baruch Avram Le'el Elyon konei shamayim v'aretz. Uvaruch El Elyon. That's where we get this mirror from. Hashem Yigein Tzarecha B'yadecha. Malki Tzedek sees Avram's success as emanating from God. Melech Stom sees Avram's success as emanating from Avraham. Avram is not willing to deal with someone who sees it that way. In fact, if you see the spoils of war as being because I was victorious, I'm raising my hands from them. Harimosi adi el Hashem. Blessed you say, I made Avram rich. Hashem appreciates this very much. How do you see? Because it says, Achar Advim Eila. Hashem comes to Avram and he says, Al tiran Avram anochim ogein loch, like Malki Tzedek said, Asher migein tzarecha biyadecha, schor chahar b'miyod. And he tells a story, the end of which is that his children are going to leave Mitzrayim with a rechush gadol. What was the word, the unique word that Melech Sodom used with Avram? Pasuk of Aleph? V'rechush kachloch. B'rechush gadol. But the Bris Bein Absarim is where the first part of the Sefer comes to a head. Where does it come to a head? First part of Avram's head. Where does it come to a head?
Deep sea.
Pasuk Aleph. Achar Advim Eila Yad Var Hashem Avram Machzal Neymar. Al Tir Avram Anuchim Agin Nachzor Chaham Yerich Goy Shkoyach. Pasuk Bet. Yom Avram. Hashem Elokim. Mati Tengli. V'Anuchim Olech Ariyu Ven Meshuk Beiti Hu Damesek Eliezer. How many things have we told Avram said to Hashem up to this point in the Torah? Zero. Hashem comes and makes promises, and Avram is goyish. Avram here responds and says, "Hey man, what is all this worth?" Hashem doesn't respond. Avram continues. Pesach Gimel. Vayomer Avram, "Hein li lo natata zara v'nei ven beti yoresh oti." Here Hashem is very clear that it's going to be what? It's going to be someone from the loins. Takes him out, shows him the stars, Avram believes. This is the climax of the frustration in the first part of the Sefer. Take a look at page 17. On these psukim, the Medrash Rabbah writes, all these things are very nice. You're promising me all these nations, the Keni, the Knezi, Vadain Visarai Eshet Avram Lo Yoldalo. We have a problem. Where does the resolution of the problem begin? The beginning of the resolution. The next, well, Rishon is the promise, but where the practical resolution?
Sorry.
What happens in the very next parak? Parak Zayin Pasuk Aleph. Sarah suggests Togar. In context, what's the basis of that suggestion?
He was worried about not having...
What's the context of the suggestion? Let's take a look at the last source on page 17. The Sforno says, why suddenly does Sarah say, hey, okay, marry Hagar? Why all of a sudden? Why not a parak ago? Afal pisha amr lezarach letet lecha zarach kamro lezarach hatent arutzazot lo amar shiyelecha oto azera mimeni. Hashem just said you're going to have a child. That's his will. You're going to have a child from your loins. I can't have that child. The willingness to step out of the way. Wow. So, you know. In fact, one could say, Sarah ultimately becomes the one who's going to have the child with Avram, maybe because of what? Her willingness to step out of the way, right? But again, Perek Tet Zayin is generated by Perek Tet Vav, right? Perek Tet Zayin is generated by Perek Tet Vav. This, of course, becomes the beginning of a whole new tension and challenge now within Avram's family. Okay, so. The tension begins with Hagar. So we see already there's a problem, right? Okay, then we get to Perek Tet Zayin. Perek Tet Zayin is very important. Why? What is the topic of Perek Tet Zayin? Bris Mila, right? Bris Mila. The difference between Bris Ben Absarim and Bris Mila, of course, is Bris Mila is something that's going to be marked on his body in a very personal place and meant to be in the body of all those who follow him forever. Bris Ben Absarim is a promise. Right? You ask the average kid, what have you heard of, the Bris Ben Absarim or the Bris Mila? Bris Ben Ahu? What does that mean, right? That's a shgoyach, you know, that's like Torah. This is real. The Bris Mila. You see little boys at Bris's, they're afraid. They know what a Bris Mila is, right?
Oh, yeah.
My grandson's bris, I was telling all my nephews, you know the custom is that after they give the bris to the baby, they give everyone who's under 13 another bris. Look at me. You mean that?
Oh yeah.
They're all walking up to the beamer like, well, look, keeping their distance, man. You know what I'm trying to say, right? Keep an eye on that male guy.
That's amazing.
You know, yeah, once, you don't need no second round, right?
Exactly.
Everyone thinks the topic of Perek Tet Zayin is the bris mila. And if you gave that answer, you're right and wrong. Or more exactly, it's incomplete. Why? What else is going on in Perek Zayin?
The change of name.
The change of name. Right? The change of name of who?
Avram and Sarah.
What's the significance of the change of names? Yeah, but what's the bigger significance? Everyone look at Pasuk Tedvav. Vayomer Elokim el Avram. Sarai ishtacha lo tikra shma Sarai ki sarai shma. Uveirachti ota vegam natati mimena lecha bein. Uveirachti av haita legoyim malchei amim mimena yiyu. The significance is what?
She's
going to have a child with you. Oh. Oh. This is part two, right? Who laughs?
Avram.
Many people think of Parshas Vayera, which we'll talk more about next week. Vayipol Avram al panav Yitzchak. Vayomer Avram Elohim. What about Ishmael? It's a caring father. Interesting to see God's response. How does God respond to Avram's plea for Ishmael? Pasuk Yutet.
This is an also blessing.
Pasuk Yutet.
Oh, sorry, Ishmael.
There are three psukim in which Hashem responds. Yutet, Chof, and Chofalef. Yutet and Chafalef, the first and last, both are about
Yitzchak.
Avram said, what about Yishmael? God said, no, it's going to be Yitzchak. Don't worry, I'll take Yishmael, it's going to be Yitzchak. Pasuk Yutet. Aval sara ishtecha yoled l'chabem l'kohad Yishmael Yitzchak v'yitzchak 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 v'yitzchak. All this, I'll mention in passing for next week when I finish the general overview yet, is the backdrop to one of the biggest bomb questions in the whole Torah, which I'm sure none of you, unless you heard it from me, ever recognize. Sorry. What did God tell Avram in Perek Zayin here about what was going to happen between him and Sarah? He even told him what the name is going to be, right? Great. What's the next Perek? Perek? Yudchel, what happens in Perek Yudchel? God says Malachim Davim. Why? To tell him he's going to have a son. What's the obvious question? God just told him. It says it here. Moed Hazeh. But the word Keis Chaya? They have to say Malachim to say Keis Chaya, really? Someone understand the question? Oh my God, right? So why do we never ask that question? We have a whole week to forget Lechachol before we get to Vayera. Even if we paid attention to Lechachol. Right? Who listens to the end of the Parsha? And even if you paid attention to your time, what did you say it was about? We already said it's about the Bris Milah. This is like serious stuff. Does this qualify as a bomb question?
Bomb kasha.
Doesn't qualify? You don't think so? Okay. Everyone has their own, threshold of bombness. Appel, does this meet Appel standards? It's pretty high on the bomb standard. In any case, that's for next week. You tell Sarah this stuff. You're right, but I'm trying to understand my point. Meaning, why don't you just do it right the first time? God, God's a pretty capable dude. I tell Sarah to come over. I want to tell you something. Okay. Then we continue through. And finally, things come to a four in Perek Chafalef. Let's take a look at Perek Chafalef. We're going to get back to Yudchet, Yudtet, Chaf. Chavalev is when it all comes together, right? Hashem pakad Sarah, they had the child. Look at the emphasis in Pasuk Bet. Vatar vatelet Sarah le Avraham ben liskunav. Someone want to translate the beginning of Pasuk Bet for me?
She became pregnant.
And gave birth. Vatelet. Gave Sarah gave birth to Avram, a child in his old age. Is it clear that Sarah gave birth to a child to Avram? Do we need Pasuk Gimel to mention it again? Pasuk Dalet mentioned it again. Pasuk Hei mentioned it again. Pasuk Vav mentioned it again. Why would we mention it again and again? Pasuk Gimel. Vayikra Avraham et Shem Bino Hanoladlo Asher Yaldalo Sarah Yitzchak. Vayamal Avraham et Yitzchak Bino. In case you didn't know yet, Ben Shmonat Yamim Kasher Tziva Oto Elokim. Va'Avraham ben Me'atshana v'hivaled yo et Yitzchak bino. And of course, we present Avraham as parallel to Yitzchak here for the first time. Pasuk Dalet. Va'yamal Avraham Yitzchak bino ben Shmonat Yamim. Avraham ben Me'at Shana. Pasuk Zayin. Vatomer Mimilel Avraham Enika Banim Sarah Ki Yaladati Ben Liskunav. And there's a big party going on, right? The big party in the Simcha here is meant to be contrasted with what that happens next? The distancing of Yishmael, who isn't parting, they're dying of thirst in the desert, right? Atera Sarah et Ben Hagar Mitzrit. Asher yoda l'Avraham mitzachek detention. I told them, Garesh ha'ama zot v'ed bina. She's saying et bina to present the child as?
Not Avraham.
Ki lo yirash ben ha'ama zot v'ed bina yitzchak. V'yera ha'dovra ma'od v'eni Avraham alod hot. Because he sees it as his son. V'yom re'lohim al Avraham. Al yira b'enecha al ha'na'ar. As opposed to? Your son. V'al ha'matecha. Kol esh otamay l'chazara shema b'kola. Ki v'yitzchak yikar l'chazara. V'gamet ben ha'ama l'goyas yimene gizarachahu. I'll make him something, but he's not by you. This is a test. The kid is Yishmael, right? He does it. God shows the care for Avram's son, but he's gone. Pasuk Aleph. Yeshev b'midbar paran v'atikach lo imo isha me'eretz Mitzrayim. Marry someone from Eretz Mitzrayim, not from the family. Finished. Done. This is all the backdrop to Perek Chofed. V'yichar adur me'elam. V'adim nisat Avram v'yom elev Avram yimene'elam. Kata es bincha, es yechidcha. Why is it yechidcha? They made you get rid of the other one, right?
Yeah.
Think about what Avram's thinking here, right? You tell me, get rid of him. And now the one who's remaining, now you want me to kill him. What's shot? I sure have to. The willingness to give up the future, like the willingness to give up the past, very, very important. This is how it climaxes, and Avram finally gets a child who's going to continue him through this. Questions?
Yep.
Yo, let's stop here and learn Parshas Vayera next week.
So what's the purpose of like, winning the war, with the war, with the five kings and that?
What, the, we're told the story, I think, you know, Avram's loyalty, but also Avram's, you know, wanting to give out a message of things being from God, right?
You have to know like all the king's names for that, and all the like details.
General question of toldos, you know, talking about the history of the world, right? On a midrashic level, there's deeper lessons. Yes.
Do you happen to have like an extra choberet? I never got one.
An extra choberet.
Thank you.
Use it in good health.
I will. Yeah. Thank you. It's really good shirt. I like
it. Oh.
Do you see a parallel between two towers? Not even out of sun.
You mean?